Blog Talk Radio.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for song with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. Say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness, he'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm gonna worship.
I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing.
Within me, bless his holy name.
I'm so glad that God gives us a choice. See, we can choose to worship God. He gives us a choice. Hallelujah. He's a God that won't put you on. He's a God that won't even beg you. Ha! Hallelujah. He gives you time after time an opportunity to open up your mouth and praise him. He gives us a second, a third, a fourth. He gives us numerous of times to get this thing right. Hallelujah. He's not a God that would forsake you. He's not a God that would leave you out there on the limb. He's a God that will come to your rescue. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Oh, I love him today. Amen. And I pray that each of you that are tuning in today to listen to this broadcast, those that are on the internet, those that are on the chat room, those that will take the time to go back and listen to the archives, I pray that you will give an attentive ear on today. And I tell you, we're winding down. We're already done just about with this month. Today is January the 29th. We only have two more days in this month. And many of us have embarked upon a 21-day fast. Many of us have made all kind of resolutions, and we set new goals, and we said, Lord, we're going to do dust and dust. Hallelujah. But even at the end of this month, take an assessment test and see what have you accomplished in these 29 days. Have you made any drastic changes that would impact somebody else's life? Not just your fault, and no more, but there's other people that God is concerned about. Have you impacted anybody's life in these 29 days? Amen. You know, I was looking at James this morning, and James says in the first chapter of James, it talks about being slow to speak, and it talks about being a hearer of the word, not just a hearer, but a doer. So we hear so much word. We hear so much anointed word coming from the pulpit. We hear it over this radio broadcast. We hear it in the revivals and all of the tent meetings and camp meetings and every kind of meeting. We have this word being preached in these different venues. But how many are just not hearing this word, but you are applying it to your life? See, you got to do something with this word. Amen. God ain't just sending these words for us to just walk around every day with a woe is me spirit. When God sends a word, it is a transforming word. It should transform your life. How can I do that, Sister Agent? Well, I'm reminded in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, and be not conformed. Don't let this world shake you, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, by applying God's word. Amen. I'm excited about the Lord. I've been at this computer all morning. Hallelujah. Was on the broadcast early this morning with the circle of love. I tell you, that's how I start my morning. Hallelujah. I get up with a praise on my lips. Hallelujah. I get up before I get out of bed. When I wake, my eyes become open. I begin to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. You know you can thank him anywhere you go. Amen. But I tell you, we got a wonderful woman of God with us today, and I tell you, I love her so dearly. Hallelujah. You know when God does something, it's perfect, because God does perfect things. He's perfect in all his ways. Every attribute about God is perfect. He is a perfect God. There's no blemishes. There's no flaws. So whomever he joined together, we can't let no man put asunder. So I thank God for our speaker on today. And with no further ado, we'd just like to open up and just give you some food for thought, something to think about. Amen. The lines is lit up already. We have about 15 callers. Lord, where do I go today? Amen. But I tell you, this woman of God, she is anointed. She is a prophet. She is a prophetic word, a mouth in the land today. Hallelujah. She walks in that authority. She walks in that anointing. And she's not intimidated by the enemy. She's not intimidated by her surroundings. Hallelujah. And I praise God for her today. And we're going to, let me just go to, oh, Lord, I'll be so happy when I see the men of God on the line. Amen. But I'm going to go to Evangelist Lucilla today, and I'm going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. And we're going to get right on in the word because we want to hear what God say the Lord. We're talking about the Acts of the Apostles, and we're walking through this book of Acts. So our prophet is Patricia Chase is going to be ministering the word of God to us today out of the sixth chapter. And I tell you, we had Elder Gates on yesterday, and, ooh, Lord, he just broke us all down. He broke us all down with the word spiritually. And naturally, he touched our hearts. Amen. So we're going a little bit further today, going a little bit higher today. So, Evangelist Lucille, would you open up with the word of prayer for us on today?
Oh, precious, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you today again because you are so great and greatly to be praised. We love you. We magnify you. We adore you. We worship you, oh God. It's why we come again together in fellowship, in oneness, in the singleness of heart. We praise you.
Okay.
For refuge, you are our strength. You are our redeemer. You are our buckler, our shield. And we look unto you daily, 24/7, every time our heartbeat, at every heartbeat, we look unto you for what's coming to our help. We just glorify you. We thank you again for us coming together for this magnitude of callers that is on this line. Lord, we ask you to touch and bless and word the mouth of our speaker on today, Prophetess Faith. Have your way, oh God. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say, it because it's all about you. And we give you glory for it, Lord God. Bless her, oh Father God. Use her. Word her, oh God, in her mouth, oh Father God. And she come and represent you as that ambassador, oh God, for you and your kingdom. Bless every caller that is on the line that represents today on this line today. Bless them in every way, oh God, God. Bless the heads, the hung down heads. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, encourage through her word. She comes with your word today in the name of Jesus. And we ask these blessings in your name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I'm going to go now to Apostle Timothy Johnson, and I want to give him an opportunity to introduce this mighty woman of God on today. And I tell you, this young man, he was with us on yesterday and had a chance to talk with him a little bit. I tell you, God is raising up a new breed. He's raising up some folks that's not afraid of the enemy. Hallelujah. He's raising up some mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about what he's doing. So we're going to go to to Apostle Johnson, and we're going to ask him to introduce our speaker of the hour. God bless you, man of God. Apostle Johnson? Okay, wait a minute. I have his line open. I hope that's him. Apostle Johnson. Okay, here we go.
Can you
Apostle
hear me?
Apostle Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Would you just kindly. We thank God for this wonderful man of God. He's in North Carolina. I have some friends in the Carolina. Now God is hooking us up with some other young men that's carrying this gospel. I tell you, I'm excited about God and what he's doing. And I just want you to introduce this woman of God to our listeners and audience on today. God bless you.
Amen. Grace and peace to all. We're just excited in the Lord. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're in for a wonderful treat on today. We have a mother in the gospel, someone that has labored over the years, that has stayed faithful to God and that listens to the voice of God and is able to teach and to rebuke and reprove and to restore and renew. And she's such a wonderful person. So if you set your minds and hearts clear on today to hear what God is saying, God will meet you in this hour. God will meet you in this time. But you've got to set your heart and mind for what God is about to say through this wonderful woman of God. But I have you to know that she is a true woman of God. She's a prayer warrior. She's someone that loves God and loves his people. And so I just ask you to sit back and set your spirit on high to accept what God has to say on today. I introduce to some and to others the great woman of God on today. Apostle Mother Spence is going to bring forth a great word on today. Amen?
Amen. 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 Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Clear? Well, to God be the glory. He gets all the glory and all the honor. I feel like David said, oh, wretched man that I am, why art thou so mindful of me? Glory to God. As Apostle Paul said, hallelujah, I'm a chiefest of sinners. Oh, hallelujah, but through grace, hallelujah, I thank God. I'm honored today. I greet all of you all in the body of Christ. I greet all the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and the woman of God, hallelujah, and her team, evangelist Adrian Bernard, who God truly has connected us in kingdom connections and kingdom building, hallelujah, glory to God, and establishing what the word of the Lord is, as has always been, is the word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It has not changed. Amen. So I'm honored and I'm excited, hallelujah, yes, I am, about all the new things he's doing and how he's gathering, glory to God, the men and women of God, hallelujah, with kingdom-minded purposes, amen, how, not insecure with one another, glory to God, but receiving each other, amen, praise God. So I'm honored and I give God the glory. I pray, hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, that you spoken the word over my life in the name of Jesus for many years. And you told me to pray it every day over my life, that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For you have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. And I decree today, Father, that this scripture will be fulfilled in all eyes and ears today for the glory of God. Hallelujah. For truly it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord. You've also spoken a word over me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I put my word in thy mouth as fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I yield myself to the work of the Holy Ghost. All that I am and all that I'm not, I'm yours. Glory to God. As Jesus said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to Peter, that blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed these things to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I pray, Father God, right now that the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you in the eyes of my understanding and the people's understanding would be enlightened today, God, that they would know what is the hope of your calling and what the Spirit of God is saying to us today. Hallelujah. Through the revelation of the book of Acts, in the name of Jesus, and Father, right now we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, hallelujah. We thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you for the woman of God that has stepped out in faith. I heard her say over 13 months Hallelujah. She's been laboring faithfully, oh God. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed me and others to be a part to labor in the vineyard with her, oh God. Hallelujah. I give you glory for your strength being made perfect in her today and her helper and those that work alongside of her in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, we give you praise, and we bless your wonderful name. Give them ears to hear, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As a woman of God to greet, we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. And we thank you for it, for the hearing ear today, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I give God glory. I'm honored. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, well, well. Hallelujah. Let's see where the Holy Ghost is going to take us through this chapter 6 and how he's going to bring the other chapters in. Hallelujah. With this revelation in chapter 6, I truly believe that we're in the book of Acts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At such a time as this, and if you would study the revelation in the book of Acts, it showed that the church was out of order. There were some things that started out right in, hallelujah, when the Holy Ghost fell, and we're going to find that out. And that's why I believe that God has spoken to Evangelist Adrienne to bring in the book of Acts to this whole, until she go through all 28 chapters. And hallelujah, glory. So we won't have no excuse this year, amen, that we didn't know, amen. We won't have no excuse. And so as we learn that these men of God come on and women of God come to share their revelations of the same spirit, amen, hallelujah, that what we must do, hallelujah, as children of God, born of God's spirit with this grace upon our lives and his Holy Spirit, glory to God. And I'm going to open up with chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, and we'll see how it's going to bring it all in. We're not going to read the whole thing, but there's some important things in there. Amen. Glory to God. In the church of Corinth, they were out of order. Amen. Hallelujah. If you study it, you know, things were out of order. But they also was caught up in the gifts. Come on, Holy Ghost. I see where you're going right now. Come on, Holy Spirit. So now in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, I'm going to read a few verses, and I'll skip a few until we get to Acts 6 and take me to Acts 6. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, called Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Amen. But by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he went on to talk about there are diverse of gifts, but the same Spirit. Amen. And there are difference of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God. Amen. Same Spirit. Listen, same Lord, same God. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, "At which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all." And he goes on to describe the gifts of the Spirit, the gift of the word of knowledge, the gift of the word of wisdom, the gift of the word of knowledge, gift of the word of wisdom, but by the same Spirit, another faith, another gift of healings, but by the same Spirit. And he goes on to say the working of miracles and the working of prophecy. That's a whole other message one day. Hallelujah. And, but the discerning of spirits. But guess what? There are another diverse kinds of tongues to another interpretation of tongues. But all these work of that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man separately. We're getting to the keys now. For as the body is one, and have many members, and all the members of one body, being many, are one body. Check yourself out. Look at yourself. Come on. Hallelujah. You're one body, yet many members. You want to know about the body of Christ? Look at yourself. You're one body. It says, hallelujah, glory to God. We're one body, and we're yet many members. That's what it says. Amen. Being many are one body, so also is Christ. Amen. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, okay? Mm. Hallelujah. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, hallelujah, whether we be bond or free and have been all made to drink into one spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Come on now. Now check it out. Listen to what he's saying, saints. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not me, I am not of the body. Okay? Now, is it therefore not of the body? Can the foot say, listen, without your feet, your foot, you can't walk. Come on. Without your foot, let it be cut off. Are you talking to a woman that knows? My man, hallelujah, before he died, hallelujah, diabetes took in, set in, glory to God, and I had to amputate his legs in the middle of his calf. He had no feet. Come on now. So without the foot, hallelujah. Come on now, hallelujah, glory to God. You can't walk. So it says here, if the foot say, I don't need you, then is it still not of the body? You still need your foot. I don't care if it's not there, you still need your foot. And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? Now listen, if the whole body were an eye, come on, one big eye, where would the hearing, okay? If the whole world hearing was just a big ear, where would the smelling, you couldn't, the nose, amen? But now have God set, I'm going somewhere, every member, huh, every one of them in the body as he pleases. You'll be a freak body if you was just an eye, just an ear, huh? Come on now. If they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head, come on, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. I take that a little further. Jesus is the head, okay? You can't say you don't need him, amen? That's what it said. Not nor the head to the feet, I have no need of you. You can't even say that. Nay, much more, these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. Okay, we're going somewhere. We're going to Acts. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant order, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant order or honor to that part which lacks. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere with this. That there should be no schism in the body. No schism. You get a speck in your eye. Get a splinter in your finger. It's uncomfortable, right? It says that there should be no schism in the body. No division in the body. Come on, get sick. Let one member in your natural body. It's sick. Something happens, amen? Get an earache, a sore throat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it says, but it says there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer. Remember that splinter in your finger? I got to get this splinter out of my finger. Hallelujah. Amen. So whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. Now listen. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Come on. And God has set, I know where I'm going with this, and God has set in the church, the blood-bought church, amen, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, is it after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps governments diversity of tongues. And then he asked this question. He asked a question. These are questions. He said, here's a question. Are all apostles?
Come on.
Are all prophets?
Woo!
Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gift of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret it? But covet earnestly the best gift. Mm. And ye show I unto you a more excellent. And yet. No, wait. Let me go back. But covet earnestly the best gift. And then he says, yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know the more excellent way. And the excellent way, glory to God, is knowing how to the order of God in the house of God.
Mm.
Knowing how to go in and out amongst God's people in the house of God. Knowing how to become a doer of the word of God. Obeying God's word, keeping God's word. Hallelujah. It's a heart issue. Amen. Now, I'm coming to chapter 6, and it's only 15 verses. Hallelujah. And in there, you'll see the things that got out of order. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. As the man of God also talked about yesterday, the Ananias and Sapphira spirit came in as well. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And lie. They begin to lie to the Holy Ghost. And we saw the result of that. But let me give you just a little understanding about the book of Acts, period, and then we'll get into 6. Amen. Hallelujah. The New Testament begins with the first four. The New Testament begins with their first four that ends with it, really. They have recorded the life, words, acts of our Savior from his birth. Listen. Now, this is what Acts is about. This is the introduction of Acts. It's been recorded, hallelujah. Things are being recorded, I can show you in Malachi, hallelujah, that a book of remembrance is being written every day. This book of remembrance, every day that we come on this line, every day that sister comes on this line, and every day that the saints get together in his name and fellowship, glory to God, Malachi 3:16, tell us, hallelujah, that they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and a book the Lord hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was being written. Amen. So things are being recorded. Don't think you're not being recorded. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The book of Acts, hallelujah. We are the Acts chapter 29. Yes, we are. The continuation of Acts. We're operating it. The church in 2013 is that. And down since the apostles, hallelujah, died, the gifts did not die, and the revelation did not die. It carried on until this very day. We're walking in that spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. We are the modern day Apostle Paul's. We are the modern day Peter's, hallelujah, the disciples. Amen? We are his disciples. So they recorded the life, words, acts of our Savior from his birth to the cross, the tomb, and the resurrection, and the Great Commission. Mm. We're talking about the church.
Come on.
They lead the apostles and the nucleus of the apostolic church waiting in Jerusalem, listen, for the promise of the Father, which they must receive in order to endue with them with power from on high. Listen, needed for the work of preaching the gospel of the risen Lord. I'm going to get to it. The historians of Acts begins with the ascension, then portrays to us the waiting and praying disciples ready to begin the great work as soon as they receive the promise, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. My understanding, sister, taught on that, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then when the signal was given that all things were ready by the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, he enters upon the record, the things that were recorded on how the apostles and the apostolic men preached the gospel under the Savior's commission. How sinners were made saints, huh? how the church was founded, when this all happened when the Holy Ghost fell. And how, because that's what it's all about. And how it was built up, nurtured, trained by the apostles. Come on now. We're going to clear this up. Access to history of the apostolic evangelization of books, conversions, the first book of the ecclesiastic history. Amen. Now, I'm going to take you to six, where they really, hallelujah, needed this order. The church is out of order. Yes, it is. There is an order in God's kingdom. Amen. And we must humble ourselves to the order. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I say, now everybody is not an apostle. God bless you all on this line, but apostle is not man-made. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it is. I'm going to have to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. They shot dice and they made an apostle. Hallelujah. But Apostle Paul was really the 12th apostle ordained of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. That was a man they chose. Amen. I ain't going to get into no theologians and all that kind of stuff. But apostles are sent by God. They're appointed and anointed, chosen by God. You do not make no man yourself apostle. This is a call from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm not coming against none. I'm not saying none of you all. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But when I, let me tell you something. When I got on Facebook, hallelujah, 30 last year, I was told to get on because of the prayer ministry I was international coordinator with. And the first thing I noticed was everybody was an apostle. Everybody was a prophet. And this scripture that I just read to you spoke to me. Are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? And where is the teacher? Where is the evangelist? What happened to the evangelistic ministry that you went out in the highways and byways and compelled sinners to be saved? Hallelujah. What happened to the teaching and training how to become soul winners? Glory to God, instead of hallelujah, the just all about ourselves and fixing ourselves up. What happened to the revelation of Jesus Christ that came to save and redeem mankind? Hallelujah. He told Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother.
Come on.
That's what the word says. We happen to the doer of the word. Well, when the church gets off, every time it's gotten off, amen, gotten out of order, huh, amen, God had to send the apostles. Study it. These apostles came in, and it goes on to tell us, and I'm going to get to six, hallelujah, glory to God, about hallelujah, glory to God. Let me take my time. I don't want to rush myself. Glory to God. But it talks about they continued in the apostles' doctrine.
Come on.
Now we read that. That's in Acts as well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts chapter 1. Let me go and say, let me find it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they continued in the apostles' doctrine. Praise God. Hallelujah. After the apostles established things, they prayed and they established a ministry. But the scripture says, I can't find it right now, but I don't want to stop. They continue. I know it's there. They continued in the apostles. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2. Hallelujah. 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowshipping in breaking of bread and prayers. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? And the fear came upon every soul.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord, like the man of God preached yesterday, hallelujah, that how Ananias, when they fell down dead, the Bible said great fear fell upon them all. Well, we do not have to have a death. Death, people falling down dead, but it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Because they're lying to the Holy Ghost. These things are going to happen, church. Let me tell you something. When revelation comes, responsibility comes.
Come on. Woo!
When Revelation comes, hallelujah, we talk about that love chapter all the time in 1 Corinthians 13, but down the last two, three verses down there says, yeah, now I was a child, I spake as a child, I act like a child, but now that I'm a grown man, I put away these childish things. Let me tell you something, Mother Space, hallelujah, is a mother by grace, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm a mother with my own children, but I was called a mother of Zion at the age of 25 years old, that they were prophesying, you going to be a mother of Zion. Man, at that time, I was young and I just married my man. Glory to God. I didn't even have children. I'll fuss at you. You call me a mother. Hallelujah. Yes. Well, through that grace working on me down through the years, I'm so honored. Oh, to be a mother, hallelujah. Not by age, but by wisdom, I was told. I'm going to say what the word of the Lord came to me and another man and woman, God speaking. Not by age in the sense of an older woman, maybe as we see grandmothers or things and mothers, but by wisdom. And I'm honored by that. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can have wisdom. Solomon asked for it at 12 years old. He said, Father, hallelujah, I'm just a child. I need wisdom to go in and out amongst your people. I've prayed that all my life. I just prayed that I need wisdom. I don't know what I'm doing, Holy Ghost, but I can do it as long as I know that you're with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when I was a child, I spoke as a child. Now that we're grown, hallelujah, there'll be no excuse that the devil made me do it. You won't be able to play that with God. We're in that hour. He that is filthy, remain filthy. He that is righteous, remain righteous. Hallelujah. It's time to set your life and your house in order. It's time to, if you love God, why not do the things that God, listen, Mary said, whatever he say, do. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. So when the church gets off and the church has gotten off, oh, yes, we have. Hallelujah. We don't love. We're full of strife. And this is what happened in chapter 6. But let's go there in chapter 6. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Chapter 6 tells us exactly what took place in Acts. Okay? Chapter 6. Let's start chapter 6. And in those days when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring. Murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily administration. They were murmuring. Now, y'all know what happened to the children of Israel when they were out there. They murmured and complained, and they missed the promised land. God had to raise up their children. You don't want God to have to raise up your children. You want to lay hold of what God has for you today. Hallelujah. Well, let's get healed from the murmuring, hallelujah, and the complaining, hallelujah, the impatientness of wanting everything and because it ain't happening yet. We're going to murmur and complain that God is not God. Well, a contention, one Bible says, strife rose. Where there's envy, James says, and strife is every evil work. So we can relate ourselves to this church, murmuring, strife. And guess what? We sure don't take care of our widows. So they were arguing about this. There was a misunderstanding. And this is why they had to bring order. Amen? This order has got, things have gotten out of order in the house of God, and the prophets have had to come on the scene. The apostles have had to come. If you study this book, hallelujah, the apostles went, and I ain't going to get ahead of myself, but the elders are just as valuable, hallelujah, because in the days, when you get into the 15th chapter, all them chapters, they said the apostles went to the elders to talk, to counsel, in a multitude of counsel, their safety. You got to hear. I'm honored that these men of God are on the line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And women of God, I love you dearly. Hallelujah. Thank God for your ministry. And yes, there is neither male nor female when it comes to preaching this gospel, because I can take you there. Hallelujah. The first woman, you know, she's risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But there's an order for the men of God. There's an order for us to allow our men to come in and help us to take take us through some of these stormy weather times and these beasts that we've had to have deal with our own selves. Hallelujah. Being out of order, fighting. Hallelujah. But I tell you something. I know what I'm talking about. I had a man of God that was a praying man. Hallelujah. Walk before God. And I'm an intercessor, a virtuous woman that could come before God's throne as a covenant woman, walking in order with God. But I would hit rims of the Spirit. Hallelujah. This is why I know how valuable God's man is to the kingdom of God, and that the women of God submit to that order. I'm not, when I say submit, I'm telling you, I'm not talking about your doormat. No, hallelujah. King and queenship. King and queenship. Amen. I hit rims out there in the Spirit. Oh, I hit there, and it was like, no, you can't come past. You need your head. You need, come on. You need your head. You need your husband. And I was spirit depressed. I said, oh, my God. When my husband would come in, I said, oh, how God loves his men. I said, this rim, I couldn't hit that rim because I needed a man, my covering at that time, my husband, when he was living, who could take me through that stormy beast, devour that beast in the rim of the Spirit, and with me, hallelujah, in agreement with him, my God, hallelujah, we could run through the truth and leap over the wall.
Mama.
You hear me? There's an order in the house of God, saints. And so it got out of order. They wasn't even taking care of the widows. Hallelujah. The believers, they were growing for one thing. You know, it was multiplying when the Holy Ghost fell. You know, they were moving and they were, multiplying and increasing. Amen. Hallelujah. And so contention, strife came in and they began to bicker and quarrel. Hallelujah. Really, Satan came in, hallelujah, glory to God, and began to stir up divisions and civil divisions and strife between themselves. But the apostles had to come in and take occasion, sit down, to set that in order.
Hallelujah.
They had to set it in order. This is what chapter 6 is all about. Do a study on it. Flesh began to show itself, you know, in the midst of the power of the Holy Ghost. Troubles begin to arise, huh? Different circumstances of the disciples and things in which grace had been especially manifested, huh? But they allowed it to come in. The Grecians were heathens of the countries. You know, they were Jews born in Grecia, but they were heathens of the country. They murmured against the Hebrews who were native of Judah. Because the widows of that latter was favored, as they imagined, you know, in distributing the goods, you know, because they were real Jews, you know, they favored those Jews, so they thought, you know. But there was, the Bible said, now we read, heard the man of God preach yesterday, that they had all things common.
Come on.
Didn't we say it in the fifth chapter of Acts, that they had all things common? Hallelujah. That's why Ananias got in trouble, because I will preach his message over. But they had it in their power to make the decision. Well, you know, we said we're going to give God, you know, $100,000. You know, we sold the place for, hallelujah, $300,000, and we told God we're going to give him $150,000. But, honey, let's not give him $150,000. Let's give him $50,000. And all I had to do was go to the apostles and say, well, we sold it for this much. We agreed we're going to only be able to give $50,000. They had that power to change that, but yet they lied. Amen? So all this stuff, so earlier in that chapter says, they had all things common. So where did this murmuring come from? Where did this thought that the native Jews, widows, were getting more, and the Grecian Jews, mothers or widows, were not being treated right. It was the devil. Satan himself is accuser of the brethren.
Okay.
Accusing you all day, all night, accusing you, where is your God? Accusing you, don't listen to that broadcast. Glory to God, hallelujah. They don't know that, hallelujah. Itching ears and all day long, people running around wanting to hear prophecy. Well, let me shock you all, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So y'all gotta be careful prophesying lies.
Come on.
Be careful. If you read the book of Revelation, it says Jesus Christ is you let me tell you something. Witches prophesy.
Oh.
Familiar spirits prophesy. Come on. I ain't going to take you there. We'll get to Acts 16 with the damsel in Acts 16. Hallelujah. Verse 5, that hallelujah, had the spirit of divination. She went around prophesying. These are the men of the Most High God. Prophecy got a little bit of truth. Little bit of truth, but yet covered up in a lie. Just enough to reel you in. Huh? Oh, my God, have mercy. The church has gotten out of order. They allowed the divisions to come in. Hallelujah. Flesh, the glory in the presence of the Holy Spirit, my God. And he said, no flesh will glory in his presence. I didn't say these things. Well, who am I? I'm just a little widow woman that fell in love with God's anointing and his word. And I'm like, sister, I have to eat it, live it, work up every day, hallelujah, live by it, not just a hearer. Do it, become a doer, as James said. But he goes on to talk about, hallelujah, the order, how he got out of order, and that the apostles had to come in and set the church in order. Now, this is why you see apostles suddenly coming on the scene. Everybody's apostle. Now, everybody, I'm telling you, is not an apostle. Thank God that they got that title. But I'm talking about the true ones. You're going to know them.
Come on, come on.
The true ones, the true apostles and prophets, you're going to know. Amen? Because it ain't about them. Hallelujah. They're walking in that anointing of Jesus Christ. They're walking in his compassion. Hallelujah. For the people. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Flesh will not glory. And the flesh came in and showed itself in the midst of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And what happened? Hallelujah. Troubles arose. Different circumstances. Disciples, they're bickering and quarreling. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what took place in the chapter 6 of Acts. Beginning to take place in the Acts chapter 6. So they had to come and restore order. So what happened was, glory to God, let's go on down and read what took place. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read here. Okay, in those days when the number of disciples were multiplied, see, God is multiplying. They had multiplied. There was murmuring in Grecia against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples, amen, unto them and said, is it not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables? In other words, it's not of God that we stop the work and come to serve tables. So it says here, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among and give me seven men among you. Seven men. Now listen what they had to be a part of. Seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Not just full of the Holy Ghost. And wisdom, hallelujah. Wisdom is thy sister, understanding is thy kinswoman. If any man lack wisdom, James chapter 1, all in James, hallelujah, glory to God. You want to know wisdom? Read Proverbs chapter 1. Read it all every day, a book of wisdom, a chapter of wisdom every day. Keep the devil away. Amen. 31 days today, there's 31 chapters. Next month be 30 days, 30 days. Read 30 chapter, the chapter every day. So the men will be full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom who may appoint over this business, who may serve tables, see that the distribution of taking care of the widows. Now remember, everything was in order over there in chapter 5 said they had all things common. There was no lack. But this is where we see how the enemy came in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he says, set me men apart. Hallelujah. Today, there can be women as well, anointed, full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. With wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Who made? Because it says wisdom builds her house. Hallelujah. It's in her house. Amen. So a woman with wisdom, from God, operating in wisdom as her sister, understanding, she can build a house. She can build God a house through wisdom. You understand what I'm saying? So it says the men and women had to be full of the Holy Ghost by whom they appointed these businesses. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer, huh, and to the ministry of the word. This is how you're going to know the true apostles in this hour. They're going to have a prayer anointing on their lives. And they're going to have the word, hallelujah, coming out of their mouth as a two-edged sword. And one translation said, hallelujah, they did not put prayer, business before prayer. They didn't do no business, hallelujah. They put prayer first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why God is restoring prayer back in the house of God. He said, my Father's house should be called a house of prayer. Not that you necessarily have to write your name, praise God, to the house of prayer on your building. That I've had the Believers International House of Prayer years ago, my husband and I. Hallelujah. Now my church is called the Lord's Church of Restoration because he's restoring the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But be known in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. The Honda Resha Korosa. The prayer goes up from this place. Glory to God. That Solomon said in with Corinthians, Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 7, 14, if my people which are called by my name, let me go there. Because he made two or three things before he said that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He made a place for God. Hallelujah. And that second Quran, he said, if the people humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from the wicked way, he said, he would hear from heaven, huh? Glory to God, and heal the land. But before that, above those two or three verses, he went on to say, glory to God. Then Solomon finished chapter 7, verse 11. Then Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart he made before the house of the Lord. And God prospered him. Amen. And the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I've heard thy prayers, and I've chosen this place. Hallelujah. I've chosen this in this broadcast today. I've chosen Paramount, and I've chosen the pastor's ministries on this place to pray, your place, hallelujah, to myself for a house of sacrifice. And this is what he said. If I shut up the heaven, that there be no rain. This is what God told Solomon. And if I command the locusts, come on, he commanded the locusts in Joel. He said, I command the locusts, come on, holler, to devour the land. And if I send pestilence among my people, if my people pray, if my people were to call by my name, if the apostles and prophets to call them, if my people would call by my name and humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from the wicked way, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. And then he said this, my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive. God got ears to hear, honey. Hallelujah. And my ears attentive to the prayers that is made in this place. For now I've chosen and sanctify this house, body of Christ, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. If you ain't got to have the name up there, but have the rim of the spirit all in the glory, when the angel, brother faces, when the angels passes through your territory, they'll stop by, glory to God, hallelujah. Go down and see, isn't that Daniel down there praying? Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah for the words. Hallelujah, come for the word prayer interceding for righteousness to prevail in the people of God. So when the apostles, they prayed, the Bible says, hallelujah, they said, we can't take with these tables. Let's turn this business over to seven men and women full of the Holy Ghost, that we may give ourselves to God in prayer and fasting and in the word, so they can keep seeking God and revealing the revelation of order in the things of God. This is what was going on. And it goes on to say, hallelujah, But we will give ourselves continually, young and old, continually. I've been in it for 35 years, got 35 more to go, hallelujah, more. I'm going to continually, to prayer and to the ministering of the word. That's why the woman of God has this podcast. She's continually for 13 months every day. Come on. I think she took a break on Sunday, Saturday. She let another woman of God just run with her through a broadcast. But she's just seven days a week. Then she's going other, like you said, she's on another prayer ministry in the morning. Hallelujah. She's continually, I have that 6 days almost, on prayer, on Prayer Mountain prayer line, continually, glory to God, hallelujah, giving ourselves to prayer and the ministering of the word.
Thank you, Lord.
And the stains pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, guess what he was, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Philip, I can't say all these names, hallelujah, but he named a few of them, amen. I talk a little too fast, but you read it in chapter 5. He named 4, 5, 6 more, hallelujah. Then he said, of Antioch, one of them was Antioch, Nicholas of Antioch. He said, who they set before, listen, whom they set before apostles. They brought these men, set them down in front of the chief apostles, and when they had prayed, when they prayed, it don't say how long, but when they prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God is order. When you come in order and delegate authority, amen, don't be afraid to delegate authority and pray over how leadership in the house when you see things out of order. Hallelujah. You can't, these men of God and women of God, I can't stop giving themselves to word and prayer. Hallelujah. I tell my own family, hell in my house, hallelujah, glory to God, back down, excuse me, I got to minister the word tonight. Hallelujah. Leave me alone. I lock my door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because I have to stay focused what the Spirit of God is saying into our lives. I don't like to answer phones. I don't like to talk. Hallelujah. Glory before I minister. Because I want to have a word from God. Hallelujah. I won't even answer my phone. Glory to God when people call me. Because I want to give my, and I do it all week long and all day long. I'm before God. I'm meditating, sleeping all night with the word ministering to me, waking me up. Amen. Hallelujah. So when he set before them the apostles, and when they had prayed, it's all about prayer and setting a person in the house of God, that they laid their hands on them, and the word of God began to increase. This is the order. This is the order. And the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. When you come in order, increase is coming. When you come in order, when you learn the order, increase is coming. Check your life. What's out of order? Wait a minute. What did he tell Hezekiah? Set that house in order. Well, thou shalt surely die. There's an order. So he went before God and he searched his life and he put God in remembrance. And have not I kept the poor? Have not I fed the poor? Hey, if you're not feeding the poor in the church, if you're not helping the widows in the church, huh? Let me tell you what James said. Mother, I was in a woman of God. I was in James today too. I said, Louis, we went in the Holy Ghost. James chapter one. She spoke of when she started out. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, she spoke with, I said, Lord, we in the Holy Ghost together. James chapter 1, hallelujah, talks about being a doer, but it goes further than that. Let me get to it, hallelujah. I said, we in the Holy Ghost. It talked about, hallelujah, glory to God. About what pure religion is. Come on now. Let's talk about what James said, what pure religion was. And that's in James chapter 1. It goes on to talk about being doer, as she said earlier. It talks about us being a doer of the word of God. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verse 22, it goes on, it says many things, but it talks about being ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Ain't nobody got that. Ain't no devil did it.
Oh,
if you don't get to be a doer of the word, you're going to become self-deceived. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his face in a natural glass. And he goes on. But then it goes down and say, let me read it. For he that beholdeth himself and goeth his own way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was, because he's not a doer. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the perfect law of liberty, continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, a doer of the work, it don't say word, a doer of the work, this man and woman shall be blessed in his deeds. This is how you're going to be a blessed, hallelujah, glory to God. And if any man among you, hallelujah, seem to be religious, come on, he got to answer for religious folk. Hallelujah. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man religious is vain, but pure religion and undefiled before God. Let me tell you, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. And again, pure religion, it's undefiled and it's before God the Father, it is this. To visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions. Do we do that? And to keep himself, unspotted from the world. You got some spots on you. So the apostles got to come in and wash us in the water of the word. They got to come in, hallelujah, and begin to equip us. Because he said in Ephesians, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, come on, some pastors, some teachers. We talked about that is a gifts different in administration. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. For what? For the perfection, I love the book of Ephesians. Jesus, I love all the books of this one. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He calls them apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For what? For the work of the ministry. You remember he said the doer of the work? The doer of the work. So this is why the apostles had to come in, hallelujah, because contention came in, strife and envy came in, respect to a person, how jealousy evidently, hallelujah, glory to God, they were forgotten what manner of people they were, glory to God, and so the apostles had to set aside seven men, women full of the Holy Ghost that would keep order, hallelujah, glory to God, to bring them back to their senses where they lost their direction for a moment, hallelujah, glory to God, how to become a doer of the word, hallelujah, and walk in faith and walk in the anointing of the deliverance that God gave to them through grace. Hallelujah. So James, in Ephesians, it talks about he gave them apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the what? Perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For what? Now, listen. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. I'm just about finished. For the edifying of the body of Christ. And why? Till we all come in one accord. Having all things common, as they did in the book of Acts. Till we all come in the unity of faith, and to the knowledge of the Son of God, and to the perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Why? That we henceforth be no more children. Didn't I say Paul said when I was a child? I acted like a child? That we be no more children, tossed to and fro. running to and fro because you're not mature. You're running around for prophecies. You won't get settled and find a good church home or stay on this line. If this line is feeding you, glory to God, and you being strengthened, stop being takers. Taking from the anointing. Taking from the woman of God's time on the radio. She's feeding you and feeding you, and you ain't giving back. You won't maybe sow a seed, God tell you, hallelujah. But your prayers are being answered, glory to God. When she prayed for you, hallelujah, or the answer that you're looking for, you come on the line, and all of a sudden, hallelujah, she's speaking the word, and something lifts off of you. Heaven is under despair. Go, because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us and upon her, because in the morning that's to preach the gospel to the poor, his sinners to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery. Every apostle comes on here, every prophet that comes on here, every pastor, hallelujah. Now, guess what, says, I got a shock to you. I ain't been mourning no more than a month or so. We ain't been knowing each other for 40 years. We just met. Why? Because we know each other by the Spirit. Because we're speaking the same thing. We're minding the same thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God the Apostle Timothy, Johnson just announced me. Glory to God. Like he's been knowing me all these years. Just met my brother, my son in the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we are one in the Spirit. Another pastor. Glory to God. Had Brother Boyd that was on yesterday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just let the men of God. Hallelujah. But bear witness with my spirit. Hallelujah. That the revelation of Jesus Christ is out of the book of Acts. They're operating in that revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So the church got out of order. And I'm finished. I'm going to finish reading 6. He goes on to say hallelujah after they had did certain things, and then hallelujah, glory to God. They got out of order. When you get out of order, that's when God, I question the God. I said, why all these apostles and prophets? And as I studied down through the times, I was talking to God because the church has gotten out of order. The church has gotten out of order. Hallelujah. And the apostles must, holy men of God, Godfrey, must come on the scene, hallelujah, and give themselves to the word and prayer. And let other elders and deacons, the deacons and things, take care of the business of the church. This is different administration, but the same spirit. We need a word. We need a holy word, an accurate word. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what took place in the book of Acts. And the word of God increased. Chapter 6, verse 7. And the number of the disciples multiplied. You want increase? This is how you're going to get it. Come in order. And they increased greatly. And a great company of priests were obedient. List priests and priests of king of the King of Kings. They were obedient to what? Faith. And then it changes and shifts about Stephen, a man full of faith. He was chosen. Amen. And he was chosen full of faith and power. Faith and power. Remember they said, after the Holy Ghost has come, then shall you receive power. Don't try to preach without the Holy Ghost. If y'all need somebody on this line today, before I go any further, if you need to be born again, it is so easy. Hallelujah. God drew you. Maybe I just don't want to miss the Holy Ghost. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, it's easy. He came, and all he says, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead. I can take you Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Thou shalt be saved. Why? For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's a heart and mouth situation. Glory to God. So if you need to accept Jesus Christ, it's the easiest thing to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just perhaps somebody, and if you don't know how, you can turn to Romans. Somebody in your household that need to know Jesus Christ. It's simple. This is evangelistic. This is what we're supposed to be doing, getting men, leading them to the kingdom of God. If you need the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. He even said after you get born again, then he said, he that is evil know how to give. Luke 11, and then says, he that is evil know how to give good gifts. If you ask yourself, receive, seek, you'll find, knock, and the door will be open. And he said, and he that is evil know how to give good gifts unto their children. People know how to give good gifts. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to him that asks? Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody needs to rededicate their life. Hallelujah. Be rejuvenated in the Spirit again. Hallelujah. I know that word because the Holy Ghost gave it to me when I was 25 years old. I was 9 years old when he came into my heart, baptized me in the Holy Spirit, and I was walking. I knew I was very spiritual as a child. Hallelujah. I could feel God's presence, but as I grew up and I began to live in fornication and sin, hallelujah, party and whatever you call on a name, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I came to Los Angeles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he rejuvenated me in the Spirit, poured out his anointing in that apartment. Hallelujah. With my brothers and little brothers and sisters in the room. And I tell you, hallelujah, felt like tons of water fell on me. And he said to me, my child, I dwelled in thee at 9 years old. He said, I never left thee nor forsaken thee. I have rejuvenated you in the Spirit. And my mind went back like a projector. Saw me, they set me in a church when I was 9 years old on North Side. Hallelujah. With Brother Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Brother Dan and Sister Ann. And the amazing thing, I said, oh, I took a deep breath and said, my brother Farmer, we called him Farmer, his name was Sherman. He was there and he was praying in tongues. Brother Dickie and Carlin Moore, another sister and brother out of the same family, was there. Brother Razor, I don't remember his name. We always got the Holy Ghost. And he rejuvenated. Maybe you need to be rejuvenated, hallelujah, today. This is what the book of Acts is about the Holy Ghost. As we study more and go further, you're going to hear the language change. The Holy Ghost said to us, the Holy Ghost said this. Even here, they're talking about how Stephen was the man full of the Holy Ghost. So you need to be rejuvenated. I'm just going to stop a moment, and then we're going to finish, and we're going to close off. Hallelujah. It's simple. It's simple. Hallelujah. If you need to be rededicated, you keep coming to God. You keep coming to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Because you love him. He has done something for you. You know that he's real. Glory. The Bible simply says, hallelujah, if you believe in your heart, and I want you to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yes.
That he, hallelujah, glory to God, came, hung, bled, and died on Calvary for my sin. And therefore, Father, hallelujah, through his death, burial, and resurrection, I accept Jesus Christ today into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me for my sins, Father, knowingly, unknowingly. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, you also said if I ask, I shall receive. If I seek, I shall find. If I knock, the door shall be open. I'm asking you today, Father, to fill me with the Holy Spirit of promise, the Holy Ghost of promise, as you did on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. The clothing, Father, tongue come upon me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I accept that baptism of the Holy Spirit today to be filled today in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to make sure I didn't miss nobody. Hallelujah. Amen. So he asked here, glory to God. Now you call, hallelujah, sister, glory to God, Adrian, hallelujah, call and contact her. If you're on Facebook, on the, let her know you prayed that prayer. And she'll, hallelujah, continue to minister to you. Hallelujah. And if you've been restored, amen. This is restoration. Hallelujah. He's restoring us. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. How he restored husbands and wives and children, restoring our lives back unto God. As I said, we need to be rejuvenated in the spirit. Look up the word if you don't know, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May they make him alive in you once again. And stay in the word. Hallelujah. If you, I know you probably have Bibles, but if you can get a Bible, begin to read the New Testament. Hallelujah. Get up under a ministry. Stay under this ministry. It's teaching every day. Every day at 1 o'clock. They're teaching revelation. Men of God coming on to teach you how to walk victorious in this last hour. Amen? Hallelujah. So verse 8 of 6, and we're finished. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. But then there is another, here's another strife, here's another jealousy. Then arose certain of the synagogue, come on, which is called the synagogue of a Liberian, yes, that's what it is. I'm bad with these words, y'all. Just pray for my space. Amen. These long names, my sister would say, yeah. Amen. Disputing with Stephen. They were arguing with Stephen in Asia. And Cilicia, and they were arguing with Stephen, disputing with him. Now, this is another contention. And they were not able to resist, listen, they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. That no flesh and no devil will be able to gainsay or resist the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation that we speak in this hour in the name of Jesus. It said they could not, hallelujah, resist the wisdom and the spirit by which Stephen spoke. Amen? Then they stubborn men, which said, have we heard, they begin to lie, listen, have we heard him speak blasphemy words against Moses? They couldn't come up with nothing better. They're coming with against Moses and against God? Come on. And this is what they did. And they stirred up the people. You got troublemakers. Yes, you do in the house of God today. This was the people of God. And the synagogue, hallelujah, today is the church. Our synagogue, Christians, is the church. Come on. The church is our synagogue. Now, you got other synagogues, Jewish synagogues and Muslim synagogues, but our synagogue is the church. This was the church. Amen. And they stubborn men, which said, we have heard, speak blaspheming words against Moses and God. And they stirred up the people. They stirred up the people, listen, and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him, listen, caught him, brought him to the council. They was upset with him of preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the things that the man of God said in the 5th chapter when he preached yesterday. These are the things you're going to have to be willing to die. You're going to have to be willing to lay down your life, hallelujah, and follow Christ. No man lays down his life or loses life that shall not receive life. So like he said, we got to be willing to die and persecute it. Hallelujah. Don't get afraid. Don't be afraid. Amen? But you got to make that kind of commitment. Hallelujah. Glory to him. In him I live and move and I do exist. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if situations come, like he said, that child when he was there in the city, hallelujah, where that shooting was in Denver, glory to God. And they said, if you denounce Christ, hallelujah, we won't kill you. And she didn't denounce it, so they blew her head off. That was here in 2000. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what year, but it was in 2000, between there somewhere, maybe further. You understand, Denver over there, and I think the Columbine, I'm not mistaken. But anyway, he preached it yesterday. This is the kind of life that we have to have. Amen. And living for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we do. Listen, glory to God. When you listen, Jesus, I'm thinking about robbers. I'm thinking about bank thieves. They lay down their life to rob a bank. Come on. They ain't afraid to go to rob the bank. They know the consequences. Am I right? They go in there with the machine guns, huh? And they hold up the bank. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Amen. They have machine guns. Now, this is the life of a thief or a heroin addict or a heroin. I mean, they don't have no doubt that heroin will kill them. They can can get killed by robbing the bank. But they got such faith that they can go in there and rob that bank. Hmm? They can do evil and be successful in it. Well, why can't we have that much faith, hallelujah, that we're going to be hated for his name's sake?
Hmm?
We're going to be persecuted for his name's sake. Huh? People are going to stir up strife and hate you. Didn't Joseph's own brothers hate him? Hmm? Threw him in a hole and lied to his father. Hmm? Glory to God, had a plan and all that. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. And some of us will be martyrs. Some of them are martyrs to this very day. Like that child that said, I'm not denouncing Christ. I pray that you may not never be in that position, but this is how we have to build ourselves and to listen, for Christ I live and Christ I die. Amen? So they stirred up against him, and I'm finished. And the elders and the scribes came against him, glory to God, and caught him and brought him to council. And guess what happened? Set up false witnesses. This happening today. Uh-huh. Which said, this man ceased not to speak blaspheming words against this holy place. He didn't say that. How he lied on them. Hallelujah. Right. Against the law. For we have heard him, lying devils. We have heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the custom which Moses delivered. See, they didn't have the revelation. Hmm? And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, listen, how it saw his face as it had seen the face of an angel. God came upon him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to end there. God came upon him. Hallelujah. We got to look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. As we go on and study, hallelujah, I believe in this situation that we study, hallelujah, Stephen's faith was so strong that Jesus stood up. If you go on and read it, hallelujah, he stood up. Hallelujah. He got up off the throne beside the Father, and he looked at the Father to say, can I go now? Hey, this man had such great faith that he would not deny his Lord. Hallelujah. You need to read Fox Book of Martyrs and see how the disciples died. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the martyr, how they laid down their life. We got to do this. No man laid down his life. He said they will not lose his life, they will not receive life. And he said, in this life, no man has forsaken houses and lands, children and families and monies or whatever for the kingdom of God's sake, that shall not in this life receive a hundredfold return. There's a price. There's a price. Come on. Hallelujah. The price has been paid through Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. When he sent the Holy Ghost as well, the Father did his work. And when he finished, he sent us to Jesus. And when Jesus did his work, he said, I can't leave you comfortless. I'm going away. I'm going to prepare a place that where I may be, you may be also. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. That's what the book of Acts was talking about, chapter 2, the day of Pentecost. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he going to be like me. He ain't going to speak of himself. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he going to lead you and guide you into all truth. Glory to God. You can't do anything today without the Holy Spirit of God. As we stay in the book of Acts and study with the woman of God, with the Spirit of God, we are in that church today. We are the Acts of the Apostles. We're supposed to be doing the greater works. Glory, we're not supposed to be all about ourselves. Oh, my God, me, my. Glory to God. We're supposed to have all things coming. There should not be no lack in the midst of us, our widows in our churches. Hallelujah. Go and start a new ministry to make sure the widows are okay. I heard one man of God yesterday that just a few minutes, maybe the Holy Ghost let it happen. Maybe the Holy Ghost let it happen. He was the line came open. He said, Sister, the prophetess that opens the prayer said, Sister, I got to go to the hospital. You know what he was doing? He was going to visit the sick.
Amen.
That's what he was going. I don't know if anybody heard that, but I heard him say that.
Yes.
The man of God, one of her friends that was on, one of the pastors that was on, and he was leaving, and somewhere the line was unmuted, and we heard his, I think it's the sister that helps her with the line, hallelujah, glory to God. And
yes.
I heard him say, sister, I got to go to the hospital. In my mind, said, he going to visit somebody sick.
That's right.
Going to pray
Amen.
For somebody. Hallelujah. Visit. It says, pure religion is that. That's what it said in James. Pure religion was, hallelujah, to visit the widows and the orphans. And the sick. So let's become doers of the word. Let's understand the multiplication system and how we can prosper and receive the blessing of the Lord, make rich in God, add no sorrow. One more thing. If you all would read what Job did, oh my. You know why, and that's it, I got to cut off. You know why Job's latter days were greater than his former? Oh, I haven't heard this. I heard a lot of messages and ministries on Job. Let me find Job. Hallelujah. It tells you why Job's latter days were greater than his former. Hallelujah. Just bear with it. Let me find it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a book I've written about the public. I have three books I'm publishing. One is The Restoration of Job. Hallelujah. We are in the hour of Job. Amen. The Restoration of Job. But Job, hallelujah, let me tell you what he did. I got to read it, then I will cut off. This is how Job's latter days become greater than the former. Amen? Hallelujah. Job chapter 29. I'm going to read it. Let you have ears to hear. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, all that I was in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when my light walked through darkness. He said, when my light, hallelujah, walked through darkness. He said, when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter. He was anointed, he was prospered, he was one of the wealthiest men in the east. And the rocks poured out the rivers of oil. Now listen, that the prosperity was on him. And this is why his restoration was. Listen, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves. And the aged arose and stood up. They was honoring him. The prince refrained talking, laid their hands on their mouth. His presence was breathtaking. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the root of their mouths. Listen, when the ear heard me, then it was blessed. Then it blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because, you better hear this, because I delivered the poor that cried. The fatherless. Glory, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon him. Glory to God. And I caused the widow heart to sing for joy.
Listen.
I put all righteousness and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe of diadem. I was eyes to the blind. Feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor and cause, hallelujah, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out.
Yeah.
And I break the jaws of the wicked, and I pluck the spoil out of their teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew laid all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me, and my bones were renewed in my hands. Unto men gave ear and waited and kept silent. Hallelujah. Glory to God at my counsel. After my words, they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain. Listen, and they opened their mouths wide as the latter rain. If I laughed on them, they believed it not. In the light of my countenance, they cast not down. I chose out their way and said, chief and dwelled as a king in the army, as one that comforted the mourner.
My God.
That's why Job's restoration was the latter day was greater. He showed this. He was this, did this in his days of prosperity. He understood the widow's ministry and the orphan's ministry, the less fortunate, the hurting. Hallelujah. For don't when a man asks you for a money, a dollar or two, don't tell him don't buy no drink. I used to say don't buy no drink. Honey said no. My husband said no, honey. He said because that's all they know. The drink will keep them warm at night. He said you don't question them. It may be you just give them $1, $2. One day we gave all the money in Barbados. They say Lord, I ain't got no more money. Kept giving it all day long that day. We was giving $5, $10. Hallelujah. Give somebody. Somebody gonna be. Don't judge them. You don't know what state. The less fortunate. Hallelujah. What's a dollar? You spend that much, hallelujah, glory to God, on your cosmetics. Hallelujah. On your shoestrings. That's why Job restoration. And this is what it is in the book of Acts. God is restoring us, amen, to order, to become givers and not takers. To get out of, lay down our life for somebody else. This woman of God is laying down her life every day to bring you a revelation of Jesus, how much he loves you all. These apostles come on and do the same. Take time apart, separate themselves, to come on for a few hours, to bear witness, hallelujah, that Jesus loves you and that you can get up and that you are overcomers and that greater is he that is in you. But it's going to take a commitment in this 2013 to be a doer of the word. Hallelujah. And learn to sit up under the true apostles and prophets. Ask God for ears to hear. Hallelujah. You can ask. If you ask, you shall receive. If you need wisdom, if you lack it, he'll give it to you. If you ask him to lead you and guide you, he'll do just that. Tell him, keep me. It's my will to be kept. It's my will to be kept. You don't have to fall in sexual sins. Jesus said, I pray that you keep them. But you got to say it to him. Why? Because your word denotes your will. But, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this word today. I pray that it has fallen on good ground. Hallelujah. I pray that the eyes of the people understanding has been enlightened. I pray that they'll go away, God, with a fresh anointing, a fresh clarity and understanding that we must be doers of the word of God. I pray, Lord, that we begin to take care of the homeless, the widows, and, Lord, if we may not have that ministry, we may have the ministry of giving to find a ministry that's doing it. Hallelujah. Or go down to a mission, glory to God, and work in the mission. Or take clothing and not give them to the goodwill. Go find someone on the street, glory to God. I took 100 dinners every Saturday down on 14th in San Diego downtown, God. Took blankets and water. And dinners, chicken dinners, but I was known as the chicken lady. Hallelujah, God. He said, go down and find my people in the streets, under the bridges, in the doorways. Lazarus laid at the rich man's doorstep every day, Father. Oh, the poor we have with us always. Let us be a Job in this hour to make the widow heart sing, oh, God, to visit the sick and the fatherless. Oh, God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy where we have sinned, where we have allowed bickering and quarreling, distinctions and divisions and jealousies, oh God, fighting for positions. Father, forgive us. And renew in us today a brand new start. That the church of 2013 until Jesus comes in the years to come, you'll find us doing. When you come, you'll find faith in earth. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you. Thank you for the word of Prophet Tisa. My heart is full on today. That's the word come forth, he said, out of the mouth of two or three, every word has been established. So everything that the woman of God has spoken today was already spoken. out of the mouth of one or two before her. So we had no, sometimes you don't have any control over, well, we don't have control over God and what he wants to speak somebody on this line. Somebody listening on the internet live needed this word today. We're on recording time. The live time is over, but that's okay. God had his way on this broadcast today. And as the scriptures say, you're inexcusable, O man, whomsoever you are. Amen. We had about 22 callers on the line today. Half of them had to leave. But we thank God for this word on today. I tell you, everything she's spoken, it was simple. A fool shouldn't err. Amen. I'm going to go to the lines and open up the lines. And I have Pastor Mel still with us of Louisville, Kentucky, Apostle Johnson, and Elder Gates. We're going to go in that order, and then we're going to go to Sister T and then Sister Corinthians. Well, before I go to them, I see some new lines open that I don't know who they are, but I'm going to start with Pastor Merrill and then Apostle Johnson and then follow him, Elder Gates, and we'll go down the line. We still have about 11 callers on the line. God bless you. Prophetess Faith, I tell you, I'm just full. Woo, God bless you, Pastor Merrill. Thank you for tuning in again with us on today. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother, and to Mother Spates, and to all of the entire body of Christ that is on today. I praise the Lord and thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the one who published the word, and great was the word that was published, and by the publisher, the speaker on today, that God would anoint, amen, to share the word of God, because we are in this day and time that we need that type of teaching, and that's what's going to carry us in this day and time. You know, as she said, everybody's seeking a position, but nobody is seeking God. But we thank God that we're here to, amen, connect with her, that we can hear from God, because God is calling the church back to prayer as never before. This is the time to pray. I said a time before, God said, I'll give you more from your knees than which you standing with your eyes wide open.
That's all
and
right.
We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the mother in Zion, how the Lord is anointing her in this day and time to carry on. I often say that she is the mother that we need today to teach us how to go into the threshing floor and pray and seek God as never before. But when we come out, we'll come out equipped with the word of God. We'll come out with power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I'm just so grateful to be able to sit in again on today and be a part of this great ministry and this great move of God, because it's God's doing right now. And I'm grateful to the Lord. And I praise God for you as well, Mother, that would allow God to use you to carry this radio blog throughout the United States and everywhere that people, men and women, can hear the word of God. God bless you, Mother.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Merrill. And I just want to say to you all before you disconnect, Apostle Johnson will be ministering for us on tomorrow, and I just thank God for this man of God just called me and encouraged me and offered whatever he can do to help assist me. And you know, you got to have the love of God in your heart when you haven't really met and seen a person face to face, but the spirits connect. The Bible says try the spirit to see if they be of God. Some of us say try the spirit by the spirit. But that's not what the word says. It says don't try the spirit by the spirit. It says try the spirit and see if they be of God. So I thank God for these men, these young men of God, that he's raising up in this season to do a great work for them, not for the title, not for the position, but because of their love for God. Amen. So Apostle Johnson and then Elder Gates, God bless you, man of God.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. God is just awesome and great in all his ways. We do honor God for such a true and mighty word where God is really trying to get the attention of his people, that he's trying to let us know in this season that we must be true and we must be righteous. And I thank God for a mother that came in and just taught an awesome word, talked about how we, you know, we're so worried about titles in this modern time instead of understanding who our daddy really is. He says there's no respected person. So we just got to learn to have good witness and therefore good witness for God. That we got to learn to walk in the things of God to which he set us out for us to be and become. And so we just honor God for this great teaching on today, how we understand that we are the church and that we are the body of Christ, that we are setting the example, that we're the example that some people only see, and we don't want to be a false witness. We don't want the word of God to be set up and put aside just because of the way that we act or that we've set aside, but that we want to stay on that wall, on that journey of following Christ and being who God has set out for us to be. Amen?
Amen.
We just thank God for it. I thank God for such a tremendous, tremendous word. I tell you what, Mother, you're still continuing to put things in order the way that the church should be put in order, and I thank God for it on today. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. We're looking forward to hearing you on tomorrow also, I tell you. God is doing something. Doing something. Have a day. God bless you. Have a day. I don't know if he has this.
God bless you, woman of God, to Evangelist Bernard and to Prophet Spates and to all of the men and women of God that are on the line. I just want to just want to add my voice to what has already been said, and just praise God for the revelation and for the clarity that came through the voice that was called Prophetess Faith. We thank God that God has put people in position and in places that are not afraid to preach what God has to say. I say often to people in various arenas that God never speaks just for the sake of speaking. He doesn't talk just for the sake of wasting his breath. If God has something to say, and if God does take time to say something, we need to be wise enough to give ears to hear.
Yeah.
And so with what the prophetess has had to say today, you know, one of the marks or a few of the marks of a true prophet is one that can communicate the heart of God, but can also tell the condition of the people. And as she was speaking and as she was ministering and as she was proclaiming the word of God, she kept repeating and kept rehearsing how the church is out of order. I wonder what we're going to do with that. I wonder how we're going to answer that. I wonder if we're going to continue in the phase that we're in or if we're going to do something to correct it, because the situation is as she started, and I thought it was masterful, as she started in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, how she was delineating through the scriptures and showing us that the body is not just one particular thing, but the body has many members. And then she connected it with the book of Acts chapter 6. Whenever the body of Christ or the church is trying to overload itself in one particular area, she kept talking about how everybody's a prophet, how everybody's an apostle, how everybody's this, how everybody's a bishop, everybody's that. Well, if we're overloaded in leadership, then where are the people that are there to serve? Where are the people that are there to do the ministry? And the reality is that in some capacity, we all fit. Christ has an assignment for every person. And she made a very careful assessment and said that there is not one portion of the body that is more important than the other. Of course, there are functions that are given to certain portions that seem to be elevated above others. But at the same time, when we understand how God orchestrates things, God orchestrates things in such a way that he gives everybody significance. He gives everybody a place and a part. And so I bless God for the word of God that was given today, and I encourage the body of Christ, whoever hears this, to take heed to the word of God. Because, again, when God speaks by his prophet, understand that warning, and the Bible says, the Bible doesn't say this, but it is a true statement, that warning comes before destruction. When God sends a word, it is incumbent upon us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Back to you, Evangelist.
My God, my God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Gates. God bless you. God is just moving. I hardly ever lost the words, but I'm just so full with that message. Today we're going to area code 540, and I think this is Sister Cheryl Robinson. God bless you.
Hello.
Hi, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. I'm here to support my pastor, Mother Faith, and I just wanted to say that I appreciate what you're doing, and also to say that that was a beautiful word. I know that the church seems to really be out of order. People are in it for themselves, and I know that I see so much of the world in the church and the church in the world, and that everything seems to be topsy-turvy. I know that people want to be served instead of doing what Jesus did when he came down to serve. I know that there just seems to be so much entertainment in the church and not enough soul saving. And my heart grieves. My heart grieves because we are talking about some of the things that Paul said in the last days that would happen. So we aren't really doing anything that's out of order as such, even though the church is out of order. These are the things that we were talked about in the Bible. So we pray and we ask God to have mercy upon us. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing. I want to thank everybody who's spoken, and I want to thank Mother Spates for that beautiful word, for that powerful word. It's powerful. And I just thank God for being able to sit up under her preaching and her teaching on a daily basis. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I tell you, this word was transforming. A transforming word. I'm going to Sister Corinthia. God bless you, my God. And then to Sister T. And then we're going to go back to our speaker and let him have the final word. Amen. God bless you, Sister Corinthia.
First, giving honor to God and to who all honor is due, I so greatly appreciate God today for the words that my ears have heard. I thank God because I've gladly received the word that was spoken. I thank and appreciate God because when she was speaking, it began to make me search myself. I wanted to search myself, and I wanted to see me, and I wanted to just make sure that my life was in order, and I could begin to see some things in my life, how they were out of order. I'm at a place in my life right now where I know that God is calling me to ministry, but I have so many different I have some little things in my life that is out of order. For one, you know, I go through a lot of different battles with my husband and stuff, and I know that sometimes I can be way out of order, and I know that my husband is my head. And so I thank and appreciate God because that made me look at me and to know that I want to be in my rightful place with God, and I want to be in a place where I can honor and respect my husband so that I can do what God has called me to do. So I appreciate God for that, and I also want to thank and appreciate God. The Bible said, give honor to whom honor is due, and I thank and appreciate God for Sister Adrian. I love her dearly. I've known her for probably the last past 10, 12 years maybe, and I thank and appreciate God for her. And the mother was saying early how she gave up, how she put her life on the line for this broadcast, and I can truly say that she has. Sister Adrian she's a hardworking woman, and I've seen how she's labored before the men and women of God, and how even in her natural life, how she will go out and stuff to work for to feed and take care of her grandchildren and her niece. She gave up her life to raise her grandchildren, her four grandchildren, and her niece. Her sister went to prison when her daughter was just probably about a 3 or 4 year old girl, and she put her life to the side when she didn't even have to take care of nobody else's kids, but she took on the responsibility of take care of five little kids who she raised She
wow.
raised three of them. Three of them already is adults, and she still got one that's graduating in May, and she still got a grandson whom she's raising. And I've seen Sister Adrian get up early in the morning and go from door to door to door to door. Since she's a salesperson and selling alarms and just getting cables for people's houses and just different things. I've seen her labor before the man and woman of God put on appreciations and help with back to apostolic conferences. I've seen Sister Adrian labor, and I appreciate God, and I thank God because I know that God is going to bless her, that the best is still yet to come for her. And I thank and appreciate God for how you know, God is not going to forget her labors of love. And I thank God that she's been obedient to him with doing this broadcast of the times that I've come on and that I've listened, it blessed me. And I appreciate God for her obedience. And my prayer today for her is that God would keep her in the center of his perfect will, and that God would bless her indeed, and that he would cover her with his blood, and that God would protect her from evil people plotting evil things against her. Because, you know, when you do a work for God, there, you know, there's witches and stuff assigned to you, and there's evil people that plot evil things against you. But my prayer today is that God will protect and cover her from evil people plotting evil things against her, and that he will strive with those who strive against her, and that he will fight against those who fight against her. And I pray today that God will just continue to be her shield and her buckler. And Sister Adrian, I love you, and I'm telling you right now, you be encouraged and know that God is with you. You've done a great work, Sister Adrian, and I love you.
Amen. Come on. That's your little intercessor.
Thank you, God. Yes, she is an intercessor. She is an intercessor. She is a warrior. Thank you. I didn't know she was going there today. I didn't want to
bring that. Hallelujah. We needed to hear that. Glory to God.
You can't, you know, it's not good to toot your own horn. You know, Jesus didn't toot his horn when he performed and worked miracles and fasted and went away and isolated himself and did all kind, performed all kind of miracles. He didn't go and tell anybody. But you know what? I'm always reminded. I love the story about the 10 lepers. Because Jesus told him, he said, now, wait a minute. You know, he knew every, God knows everything. But he just questioned us because he wanted to see how honest we are, how faithful and committed we are. And he said, didn't I not pray? Didn't I not heal 10? Only one returned and said, thank you. Do you not know those other nine? Those other nine lepers? Their problems, that disease probably attacked them again. They weren't made whole. The one that came back, I believe he was the only one laying hold. God can heal you for a season.
Come on.
But if you don't stay committed and just like cancer, if you don't stay committed unto the instructions of God, you find the cancer patients, that cancer come back. Hallelujah. So I love that story because one came back. It don't take but one. Hallelujah. The Bible said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. So I just thank him because I thank him for being one that loves him. I thank him for being one that trusts him. I thank him for being one that depends on him. I thank him, hallelujah. Because I can always tell them, you talk with Jesus. You might misunderstand me. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Only God knows the heart. The enemy don't even know your heart. The enemy asks, would you speak from your mouth? Hallelujah. You said, no man made a heart but God. Elder James talked about that heart on yesterday. Oh, God, Sister Corinthians, you shouldn't have did that. But anyway, I thank God.
It's all out of love.
I love the Lord. And I tell you, I love God's people. There's nobody like God's people. Hallelujah. Even the worst, when we sometimes say the worst sinner, the worst saint now is better than the worst sinner. I tell you the truth, and I believe that. But God ain't calling us for our character to be questioned. I had to tell one of my nieces in the Lord today, you know, the Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. What does that mean? Sometimes we find ourselves in uncompromising situations. Hallelujah, where the enemy is always looking to get something on us. Sometimes we might be at a place, and that place may be questionable. But you know what? You have to always know that when you are doing something, and Lord have mercy, God look at the intent of the heart. He looks at your motive. He's going to judge us on the motive. Amen. But you got to be careful. You got to walk circumspectly. You can't run with cutthroats. You can't run with thugs and heathens. If you run with these folks, I guarantee you, sooner or later, you'll become one of them. Amen. Let us serve God. Let us bring, I was talking to a minister, Faith's daughter, on this morning, and I was talking about one of my relatives is a pastor and been pastoring about 10 years. And really, you know, heaven came up to where she needs to be. We're talking about 21st century ministry. We're not talking about 19. God's word, don't get me wrong. God's word never changes because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But you have to brand yourself. You have to look like you are a child of God. Nobody that belongs to this royal family should be looking like a tacky. Nobody that's in the family of God should be in lack of anything. And I said we shouldn't lack nothing. Yes, sometimes we have to struggle to meet our responsibilities, but that don't mean you're in lack. Sometimes we may not have our refrigerator full of food, but guess what? God supplies food every day for us to feed our children. He supplies. I didn't see a before my family. I didn't know my daughter would be murdered. I didn't know I had to raise grandchildren and nieces. This was not in the script of my life.
Come on, come on.
Hallelujah, but God knew it.
God knew
it. But I'll tell you now. 14 years later, baby, he raised me up. Hallelujah. And these children, I have taught them the way. And if they decide that they don't want to walk in this way, God is wanting me to hold me responsible. Hallelujah. I've done what I had to do to raise them, to get to the appropriate age, to the appropriate age where they can take some responsibility for themselves. I got a young man here, and I want you all to pray for him. He'll be 16 years old in March. And, you know, he got hair in his face, and folks think about 18, 19, but he's only 15. I think Elder Gates began to talk about that, and the pastor talked about it on Sunday. So I said, Lord, if I could just get him out of high school, if I could just have more on the path to you to let your blood come in there, he won't be a statistic. And he can be that woman, hallelujah, that'll stand up. He can be that one that his sisters them can call on, because he ain't in jail. He ain't on drugs. He ain't out here prostituting. You brought me way back. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for you all. I'm going to go to Sister T, and then I'm going to get it back into Minister Faith's hand. For those of you, I tell you, that have ministries, pastors, and, you know, evangelists, even if you're an evangelist and you're a traveling minister, you need to brand your ministry. Don't nobody want to be in your presence and they ask you for a business card and you run your phone number down on a napkin or paper towel. Come on, get you some business. Brand your ministry. Look like you're successful. And when you begin to look like that, God, Minister Faith already saying something. She read these scriptures. Some of these are scriptures we just hurry up and get through them. But we better read every scripture and we better comprehend them for ourselves, because guess what? If we don't, we're going to get left behind. And when you look, the 22nd century will be here, and we'll still be going around the Mulberry Bush. Brand your ministry. Look like royalty. Do everything you do for the Lord with the spirit of God. And I tell you, God will reward you. God bless you, Sister P. Thank you for putting it in. God bless you. I'm going to let you have a comment, and then we're going to go on and close on out. I thank God for you all today.
I just thank God for the word that went forth on today. It was very inspiring. It's very helpful to me out here in Oakland. I just wanted to let Evangelist, but no, I know that I love her from the top and the bottom of my heart. She's been an encouragement to me for the last 2 years. And enough was said, God's word went forth. So all I just want to sing is a little part of this and be done with it. Fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever done. I love you and I love this ministry. Pray my strength to the Lord.
Amen. Minister Providence State is going to give you her information, too. And I tell you, if you all are at home on Friday evenings, I tell you, tune in with her. Get your pillow and your little blanket and sit on the couch and just listen to the word of God and these women of God praying. Just accessory prayer. You know, Sister Corinthian is a prayer warrior. That girl knows how to pray. She don't mind. She don't mind fasting. She don't mind praying. So I tell you, I want you all to get on that line with Minister State on Friday evening at 6 o'clock California time, Pacific Standard Time, and I think she comes on at 9 hour time. And you know, just going into the midnight hour, just praising God. You don't find churches that they shut in prayer. They don't have no all-night prayer no more. Huh? Prayer is the least attended service. You either say, are the singles that are in town, or the house will be packed. But when you call for prayer, you can't find one. Amen. So I'm giving it back to our speaker, Lauren Property Space. You have ministered to the people on today, and I tell you, it was a transforming word to me. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. I hope I can sing it like she's singing. Fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Fall in love with Jesus. I'm going to say that is what I have done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Fall in love with the Lord. Hallelujah. She sang that song, and I remember what Brother Space told me. Fall, honey, fall in love with Jesus.
Yes.
Fall in love. How can you, your husband tell you fall in love with Jesus? Fall in love, and I have fallen in love with Jesus and fellowship.
Yes.
With you all saints today has made me love my Lord even more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is Elder Gates on the line?
No.
He's off. Okay. Well, hallelujah. I wanted him to close off. He has such eloquent words of the revelation of the word, and I wanted him to just close. But, Father, we thank you. We are in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, it's a love affair, always was a love affair. Glory to God, because you so loved the world that you gave Jesus. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah. And as we depart from each other, let us go with that word in our hearts today. Hallelujah. Let restoration begin in the lives and hearts of each and every one that participated today, Father. Oh, I thank you for the blessing of the Lord to be upon them. Hallelujah, glory to that. Make them rich and add no sorrow. I thank you for your strength. I'm in agreement with the prayers already prayed over Evangelist Adrian, oh God. I pray that you keep her, bless her. Make your face to shine upon her, Father God. that you'll be her strength in the time of weakness, oh God, that she'll never lack. Have no good thing from her, because you promised in your word. Bless all those that support her and all those that came on the line to support what you're doing, hallelujah, in the Prayer Mountain Ministries and all the elders. Thank you for Apostle Johnson today, God. Hallelujah. Apostle Gates and all the speakers that are came on this week and will come on the rest of the week. Pour out your spirit upon them. We plead the blood on them on this line. The blood is on this line. Glory to God. And the blood is against everything that's not of God's spirit. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. And Father, we thank you that, hallelujah, this word has fallen on good ground today. And each and every line that comes on this week, every speaker this week, the word has found good ground to produce the 30, the 40, the 60, the 100-fold for the glory of God. And we thank you. We give you glory. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. I hear her singing, fall in love with Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah. Fall in love with Jesus, saints. Oh, how he loves you. Glory to God. To God be the glory. Thank you, evangelist.
Amen. Don't forget, thank you, prophetess Faith. You just sent a jewel. I'm doing some networking with your daughter right now. I tell y'all.
You should hear what she, you should hear her talking about it.
Oh, I'm going to pull out my
hallelujah. She talk about how beautiful your work is.
Yeah, she's going to be busy, I tell you. And we need young women and young men like her in the body.
Yes, yes.
People, you know, and sometimes if you don't have, I know some of us don't have a budget or what have you, even if you don't have a budget, work something out and say, I got to get my pictures called together, Apostle Johnson. I got to get my letterhead. I got to get me a logo. I got to get my stationery envelopes together. I got to get my flyers together. I'm telling you, God will bless you.
I will do it.
Get ready for where God is taking you. He's doing something for these young men, and I'm excited about it. So please, Sister Corinthian, invite your friends on tomorrow to hear Apostle Johnson. He's still on the line. And I tell you, when he called me yesterday, you don't find people calling you after the broadcast and say, available, anything I can do that, Lord, you know that's got to be God.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
And hear a word from him tomorrow, and I tell you, I just appreciate these young men. I'm just so impressed and so moved. I have a son of these, he'll be 36 years old in August this year, so they're younger than my son. So, you know, I can do anything. God can do anything. Do anything.
Yes, yes.
Amen. So I thank God for Sister Corinthian. I tell you, she is just a sweetheart. And, you know, she, what you see is what you get with her. And she's doing a great work. And I tell you, I just like encourage her. And I want her to connect with Prophet Faith. You know, she lost her mother at a young age. And she helped raise some of her siblings. And what have you? She, you know, she went through some things in her young life. She's only, she'll be turning 40 this year. So she's a young woman.
And oh,
you know, my. The Bible says that we are the older women. We're supposed to teach these young women. The older men, we're supposed to teach these sons how to be fathers. You know, that's not saying you're not doing a good job, but it's calling young to be strong. He calls up Minister Faith to be supposed to know the way.
That's right.
He's falling and trapped. He's tripping and falling. So God don't need us to trip and fall. He need us to stand. And he said, after you've done everything to do, you got to stand there for it. Well, I tell you, I want her to connect with you and just glean. And, you know, God has called her to meet the ministry. And, you know, you got to be equipped. When you get on this road and you talk about going evangelize, honey, you better be fortified. She know the word. Hallelujah. You know that word is in our belly. But as Pastor Faith began to talk about structure, we need some structure. Everybody want to be chief, but we don't have no Indians. If we don't have no Indians, guess what? The chief job is going to be get away with it. Hallelujah. He'll be downsized. If you ain't got no, how you going to be a shepherd and you ain't got no chief? You got to have some chief, huh? You can't shepherd a flock when there is no flock. You gotta have a flock. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about no, you know, we look at numbers. David don't take but two or three with the Lord. That's all it takes. Two or three. What the heck? We gotta get off this line. We love you all on today. So God bless you. And we're gonna close out with that song, Falling in Love with Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And on Thursday, Dr. Kenneth Burford. You all don't want to miss it either. So you all better stay tuned for the rest of the week. Oh. Ooh, God, I love you, man. Lord, you all have a beautiful day, Sister T. Sister Robinson.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And you all mean so much to me. I love you all with the love of God. Have a beautiful day. And tell somebody that Jesus loves them. Amen.
God bless.
God bless you all. Love you much.